Two blind men were following Jesus and... Wait, what? Blind men following Jesus? How can blind people follow Jesus? Doesn't that seem strange to you? And yet, we read things like this in the gospel and it just washes right over us. Yeah, blind people are following Jesus. What's the big deal? Well, it is kind of a big deal. I mean, they're blind and yet they're following. Take that just on the surface. Think how hard it would be for two blind men to follow anybody, to really do anything. If you're blind, that's got to be hard just to get around anywhere, and yet they are following Jesus. Think how many people have the opportunity to follow Jesus every day, and it's just too hard. I'd have to get out of bed, or I'd have to pick up my Bible, or I'd have to pick up my rosary, or I'd have to help that poor person, or it's just so hard. Two blind men were following Jesus. Well, beyond just the great kind of physical bodily effort that would take, I think today's psalm, the beautiful Psalm 27, gives us also some insight into just what it is that inspires these men to follow Jesus even though they are blind. We read, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is my life's refuge. Of whom should I be afraid?" Sure, we can see in that beautiful line, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." It makes sense for people who are blind that, they can follow Jesus because, well, the Lord is their light. But I think these men have something much more than simply the Lord as their light. Rather, that is a figure of speech to speak of their great desire to see God. And not just with their bodily sight. Because in the end, God is so much more than simply what we can see physically. As we know as Catholics in the Eucharist, God is truly there, even though all we see is bread and wine. It's not bread and wine. It's the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. So there's literally more than meets the eye to our faith. So we hear more that, "One thing I ask of the Lord, this I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, that I may gaze on the loveliness of the Lord and contemplate his temple." Now that's the real desire I think that these two blind men have. Sure, they'd like to see in the physical sense, but what they really want to see is to gaze on the loveliness of the Lord in his temple. They seek one thing, the psalmist says, to dwell in the house of the Lord. How many of us can really say that? Do we desire so much to be with God that we would even grope in the darkness of blindness, as difficult as that might be, to try to follow him? Finally, the psalmist tells us, "I believe that I shall see the bounty of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord with courage, be stout-hearted, and wait for the Lord." What are you most desiring right now? What are you waiting on? What do you most desire to see? Is it God? Well, we think of those virgins who were watchful and waiting with their lamps ready to go out, or the master of the house who is waiting to make sure a thief doesn't break in. All these instances in the scriptures where even Jesus on the night before he dies tells us, watch, wait. That's really a big message of Advent. Be watchful, wait, pay attention. Where is our longing? The reason these two blind men ultimately follow and find Jesus is because they wanted it. They wanted it really bad. They wanted it enough to probably fall and stumble along roads and have people make fun of them, because they wanted God. And they knew that in Jesus, even if they couldn't physically see him, they had found him. What do you want most today? Because the truth is, if you want God, then no obstacle in this world will keep you from him. Not even if you are physically blind, you'll be able to see God with faith. But the opposite is also true. If you don't want God, if you're not looking for him, if you're just living this life paying attention only to what the world has to offer, well then you're not going to see God even if he's right in front of you. It's as though you're blind. So do you want God? Do you believe that you will see the Lord in the land of the living? And is that what you want? Well, in the words of another formerly blind man in scripture, then let this be our prayer today. Lord, I do want you. I do believe. Help my unbelief. God bless you.